What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Thank you for not bailing on this.
You're welcome.
Even though I exited my lane.
It was a hard merge. Sideswipe me.
Yeah.
This big dent in the bumper.
Fish, Alaska. Not one of my favorites, but I appreciate.
Oh, so you don't actually appreciate
it. I don't really care for it. Yeah.
You picked a garbage song.
That's, we were up north and my in-laws were saying, okay, well, because my wife just hates fish. I mean, hates with a passion. Won't even let me listen to them in the vicinity if her ears are anywhere in the vicinity. But her sister and her brother-in-law are like, oh, well, let's play some. And they were go, what? Which? How about this one? And they started playing fish songs. I'm like, now go to the next one. No, go to the next one. No, go to the next one.
So you realize I actually don't like fish either.
It wasn't a really a ringing endorsement.
So is this one of those songs, you know, you go for, what is it, two or three shows you saw at Hollywood Bowl?
I saw three shows at Hollywood Bowl.
I'm sure you're excited. You're maybe standing, kind of swaying to the beat for all of them. They break out Alaska. You just sit down, arms crossed.
Sit down, or go to the bathroom. It's a good bathroom song, as they call them.
Well, I mean, you get plenty of time because all of them take about 25 minutes
it's
each.
It's great. Yeah. It's perfect. I think women are using menopause as an excuse to get divorced, as a weak excuse to get divorced.
Ladies, 651-461-9226.
Let's hear from you, menopausal women. Who's got the ear of menopausal women like Adam Carter? I think we're letting them off the hook for higher divorce rates. Here's an article here that says divorce rates among women 50 and older have jumped. In 1990, 1 in 10 of all divorces in the United States were adults 50 and older. By 2019, that number had grown to 1 in 4, according to a research on that. And it's a question resonating with women in midlife, where hormones are changing. This is a good topic for two men to discuss, of course.
Absolutely. Who knows more
about menopause than two men. Adam and David. Stress is increasing. Kids moving out. Parents moving in. Careers often at their peak. The meno divorce is on the rise. Melissa McClure's husband asked if it was a midlife crisis. No, she told him. I'm wide awake to the possibility of what my life can be, and it doesn't include you. That is quite a harsh statement to make.
That's tough.
To your husband. McClure wasn't sleeping well. She had hot flashes. Her husband's loud chewing sent her into a rage. His negative attitude bothered her, and she no longer felt appreciated as a wife and stepmother. They had been together for 14 years, but perimenopause made her realize she wanted a divorce. We spend our entire adult lives taking care of our husbands or partners and children. We give so much of ourselves to other people as nurturers that we lose ourselves in the process, says the photographer. 44. It wasn't a midlife crisis, but an awakening. I'm calling BS on that. This isn't 1950 where it's all women doing all the housework, doing all the cleaning, doing all the child rearing. And dad is just disassociated, going to work, coming home, having two martinis, and then going to bed. Does that still exist? I'm sure it does. But I think overwhelmingly, men are much more involved in child rearing, taking care of the house, doing other things, things that used to be, quote, woman's work. So I don't buy that, by and large, the women feel so stressed about doing all that work that once the kids are out and now they reach this stage of their life that they simply say, no, I've had enough of you because of those reasons, and I want a divorce. I think being annoyed with your husband isn't a good enough reason, or being annoyed with your wife, by the way, isn't a good enough reason to get a divorce, full stop. And I think women in this case are using menopause as an excuse, saying that this is a great awakening to me that I am with a person that I don't belong with. Therefore, I'm moving on with my life.
So you're saying over the past couple decades, you've learned that wives can't handle women's work, so men had to step in. Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what I heard. How dare you?
OMG, only a man could make stupid comments about menopause. I am not making stupid comments about menopause. I'm not denying the existence of it and what it does and how women are affected by it. I'm saying that I think women, many women are using it as an excuse to look at their life and say, this is not where I want to be at right now. Mm-hmm. And those excuses maybe aren't exactly as bad as you think they are.
Sure. I get that. I've always found it weird when you hear about a couple who's been together 15, 20, 25 years. Everything seems great. There's no financial issues. You know, maybe the kids are already grown up and moved out. And when you hear a divorce, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on? You know, how did you stay together that long, get through that many things, be seemingly doing so well, and then divorce? And to hear the woman talk in the story about, you know, she couldn't handle her husband's loud chewing and snoring or whatever it is that enough for any person to say, you know what, this person over 10, 15, 20 years, there's just these little things that grate on me that mm-hmm. every single day I deal with and I shut my mouth and I have for so long and I don't want another 20, 30 years of that? Is that enough for a divorce? For some people, it probably is.
Yeah.
For plenty of people, certainly throughout, you know, throughout the past many decades have said, no, I made a vow, I'm going to stick to this. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know what divorce rates have done over the last several decades, and now they're dipping lower. But if you talk about the age demographic of 50 plus, if that's growing as rapidly as it is, by the way. You said from 1 in 10 down to 1 in 4?
1 in 10 in 1990. Yeah. Now it's 1 in 4 as of 2019. And if that's a trend, it's gone
jump
higher
over
than that.
30 yeah. years. You know, I could see a lot of people just saying, no, I don't want to be, even if it's mildly annoyed with my partner, I don't want that every single day of my life for the next 20 or 30 years.
My wife has texted in. A touchy subject that I fully appreciate her chiming in on this one. She says, don't use the word excuse. I can see, I understand that. And I don't want to say, okay, that they're using that as an excuse. If I said that, and I probably did, I apologize for that. I don't think, what I meant to say is that I think those problems that you have that lead you to believe, and this is men and women, that a divorce is necessary, probably is based more on simply having certain annoyances, that there are deeper seated issues there.
And menopause just brings that out more? Is that what you're kind of suggesting as far as just hormonal changes and all the things?
Menopause has much to do with it. If that it changes your mindset enough that you feel that you don't need to continue in your marriage. That I don't know if menopause has a lot to do with that or not, whether or not you're just people who reach that age decide that I want something different in my life. Because I think men, yeah, I was going to say the men do it all the time.
Get the car. Look for the hot young babe to replace the aging wife. That's a man has never done that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that's ever happened.
And I shouldn't criticize a woman if she does that too. That, I mean, you can criticize it that, okay, well, what about your marriage? But I think somebody who says, well, just the irritation of my husband was enough to let me know that I needed something new. Adam, have you been in the southern United States where the Christian right are still fighting to take away women's rights, including voting, and where the South, the men expect the women to do all the work that you just described? I'm not saying it no longer exists. And I know there's a push on a certain group of people that want that to come back. But I just think that the burden of raising children, and I think men have come a long way in sharing those duties, that it's not, and that's not to say that there's women who feel that their husbands didn't do enough, and that those problems are significant enough that at a certain point in your life you said, well, I'm tired of this. And that those are valid reasons, whatever those reasons may be, to get a divorce. But I just feel that equating this to menopause and somehow that menopause has something to do with the reason that women are suddenly awakened to say, this life is not for me. I don't think that's directly correlated. I think that's just somebody getting of a certain age and saying that I want a different life now. This is me digging a hole, by the way. If you care to put me in that hole and throw some dirt over me, 651-461-9226.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
152, that is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Upgrade to GAF Solar Shingles. Get free installation labor through August 31st. Alaska-themed music as the president has landed in Alaska for his summit meeting with Vladimir Putin. And Adam Carter digging himself a hole trying to mansplain menopause right here on the 830 WCCO. Two men in a studio trying to break down menopause. Just commenting on a story about how the numbers of divorced couples at the age of 50 or older has gone up significantly since 1990. And the title of the article is related to the correlation to menopause and men on divorce, and questioning if that's really connected or if it's just the fact that men or women and men at a certain point in their life realize that, is this how I want to continue or how I want to finish my years on this earth? If I have, 20, 30 years left, maybe more, is this what I want to stick with? Texters coming in. And by the way, my wife followed up with a text. Call me after the show. We need to talk.
Good luck to you.
Don't think it's tied to menopause. As a woman at this age about to drop off my youngest at college, we finally have time to think about ourselves for the first time in decades. Right. And I think the same goes for men. That once the kids are, you hear that all the time that, okay, they become empty nesters, then your life is so has been so focused on the kids, getting the kids to this and that, putting the kids through college, and suddenly they're on their own, and now it's just us.
Yeah, and I'm sure we've all known people, for better or worse, that said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about my marriage right now and the future of it while the kids are still in the house, and I've determined that I need to stay together at least for the kids to give them, you know, that security of having two parents in the house, just being able to rely on somebody to help with the children. But once the children are gone, who knows?
Yeah. No, just didn't want to try. I was 45 years old, decided I didn't want to go with no sex the rest of my life. We divorced and we were still friends. Oh, I'm sorry. I was married for 19 years. We always got along, but decided 3 years ago that he didn't want to have sex anymore. I asked if he was having an affair. No. Gay? No. Just didn't care to try. I was 45 years old, decided I didn't want to go with no sex the rest of my life. We divorced and are still friends, but both partners have tried. I agree. Maybe menopause isn't always the reason. And you're getting deeper and deeper. Maybe menopause is a wake-up call for some reason.
It could very well be, and it might have nothing to do with the hormones attached to it and changes the body. It might just have to do with women. You know, it's a it's a very real sign that you are aging.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's not many more that could be as real as hitting menopause. And it could just be that the quick realization of, as you said, I've only got 10, 20, 30, 40, who knows how many years left. But, you know, my young days are behind me. How do I want to spend my days as I age?
Women of menopausal age in 2025 are not as uncomfortable divorcing as women of that age were in the past. I agree. The menopause reason might not be it. I just watch my husband help me clean our entire house, and he always has. When he snores, I put on my headphones. When that woman gets sick, I hope she thinks about how her life is without him. Well, again, I'm not fully buying that. My husband's loud chewing was the single reason that she decided to end the marriage. Hey, Adam, let's talk about men going through their change of life, looking for younger women in sports cars. Dave pointed that out before the break. Here's a text that I'm going to read. I am not saying this. This is somebody who just texts in. I 100% agree with you, Adam. Get over it, ladies. Look how you treat him. He probably treats you better than you're treating him. This time shall pass. I pray for that person who just texted it.
Best of luck to you, buddy.
That was not me. That was a texter. Might be tongue-in-cheek. My mother, 50 years old, would have divorced my dad, but he was killed in an industrial accident. She lived her best life for the rest of her life. Another 46 years. Never remarried. All right. I think I survived that.
Maybe. We'll see after
I hope Jordana wasn't listening, because then on Monday we might have to revisit that topic, and she'll probably skewer me on that. Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune, she does the cheers and jeers section. Love that new aspect of the paper. Also get her thoughts about what I started the show with, about Tim Walz possibly having second thoughts about running for a third term, which he hasn't even announced yet, but thought it was a sure thing. Maybe not. Rochelle, coming up after the news on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.